About 1 in 5 students at Vermont's largest university reported facing food insecurity. That's in line with rates among college students across the country. In recent years, many campuses in Vermont have been stepping up to provide more resources for students. Vermont Public's Kennedy Connors has more.
We have our 21 capacity person rule and our 2-bag rule, but outside of that, we've got some good cabbage today, potatoes, onions, and honestly a good amount of produce for once.
A crowd gathered in front of the University of Vermont's food pantry on a recent Thursday afternoon. Some had been waiting for an hour for the pantry to open. It was a mix of students and adults, some staff, and some community members. Over the course of the afternoon, almost 150 people showed up. That's pretty typical.
Before it opened at like 12:50, there was the line stretching like all the way to the vending machine. And like, that's a lot of people all just waiting for food.
Atlas Cooper is a junior at the University of Vermont who uses the pantry on a weekly basis. But getting there can be a challenge. It's only open twice a week.
How are we supposed to actually do well in our classes when half the thing we're worried about is whether or not we're going to eat that day? And that's not fun. Not that I'm opposed to dumpster diving, but I'd prefer fresh food.
These types of food pantries exist on college campuses across Vermont, and they're fairly new. This one here didn't exist until 2020. It's completely student-run, with over a dozen volunteers, including me. Last year, they received over 17,000 visits. It's made a big impact, says Mae Forbes, one of the student directors.
One of the custodial staff shared a story with me about before the cupboard was here in the Davis Center that she used to see students when she would be collecting the compost. Sometimes students would come and take food out of the compost.
Now Maeve says that doesn't happen anymore. And on-campus food pantries have made similar impacts at other schools in Vermont. At the Community College of Vermont, staff members and work-study students run the food pantries, located at 6 student resource centers across the state. Liz Jarvis, the resource access manager there, gave a tour of the current center in Winooski.
You're welcome.
There were shelves of microwavable mac and cheese and breakfast bars.
Great, yes, and usually there's more seating, typically, but...
Most of the food is ready-to-eat meals. She says the major goal is to prevent students from going to class hungry.
I prioritize the healthier food items in my budget, but I'm happy to include some snack foods in the mix to just give all students an equal chance to enjoy a treat regardless of their personal budget.
And even at small private schools like Champlain College, there's a food pantry. Emily Merrill runs the program there.
This really is a community response to our students' needs and to an increase in the need for food security efforts.
Their pantry is attached to the Student Resource Center. It's open 4 days a week and serves about 200 to 300 students a semester. Many corners of campus are involved. They run library book sales and campus food drives to help fund the program.
We are committed to making sure that our students know that the food pantry is open and available to them. And we have seen the response is generally an increase in use of this space and an increase in students asking for assistance when they need it.
Champlain is one of the colleges that meets every few months as part of a food security forum run by Hunger Free Vermont. Many schools participate.
CCV, Bennington, UVM, Vermont State Colleges, Vermont Law and Graduate School, Castleton, St. Michael's is a newer member.
Ivy Enoch helps lead the forum. She says the group has been meeting for almost 4 years. They share ideas about what's worked well on different campuses.
Food pantry design, best practices for creating, you know, a welcoming and destigmatized environment, good models for intake forms, ideas for garnering more donations and volunteer time, and also just garnering support from institutions' administration.
At a recent meeting, they talked about whether they want to keep meeting and whether the need from students is still there. They all said yes. For Vermont Public, I'm Kennedy Connors.
The story was created in partnership with the University of Vermont's Community News Service program.